News of Fort Wayne. I'm Roger Rail, WoWo News. Now with more WoWo Music, Rob Westerby.
Thank you very much, Roger. Before we get back to the music, there was a special broadcast by Paul Harvey during his regular broadcast at 12 noon today. See, Paul talked to me last week and asked me how things were going in Fort Wayne, and he's always been watching this particular story for a long time, and he told me that he was very impressed with the way people came together in Fort Wayne in the weeks of the flooding. Well, yesterday, of course, he went out with Mayor Wynn Moses and toured the town and met a great many people. And then, of course, spoke last night at the embassy for the WoWo Penny Pitch Relief Fund, the Washington House, and the Embassy Foundation. Well, today, of course, Paul Harvey had a few words about Fort Wayne's flooding and the recovery. And this is what he had to say.
Over my shoulder, a backward glance. It's the morning after in Fort Wayne, Indiana. The three rivers are back in their beds. The 170,000 who defended the fort are scrubbed up and calmed down. The red bud buds are big as your thumbnail already. It is springtime, beginning again time, on the banks of the Maumee. Middle March is more like a bad dream now. The Saturday night, the 13th, when the St. Mary's River snuck up from the south and the St. Joe came down from the north and met and merged, 3,000 awakened by the unwelcome intrusion of the rivers, piled furniture on anything, hung clothing in plastic bags from ceiling fixtures, then with one last anxious look back, fled. Within another day, the two swollen rivers were cascading into the already backed up Maumee. And now, in the heart of the city, 6,000 were protected only by aging dikes, and the Maumee is flood stage plus 4 feet and rising. And there appears to be no way the sandbaggers can keep up. When city officials had done all they could, when city officials and city workers and army engineers and the National Guard had done their best and were no match for the onrushing tide, reinforcements arrived. First a few and then more. Volunteers, bringing the courage of yesterday's Hoosiers and the vitality of tomorrow's to sack the sand and fetch the wood and wade the mud and tote the bags that then with freezing hands from wherever to wherever, they rebuilt the windrows along the soggy summit of those melting dikes. The boys and girls of schools out Fort Wayne. And soon they were 40,000 mobilizing themselves for the weary days and the miserable nights of March 15, March 16, and yet Wednesday night, March 17. It appeared the best they could do would not be good enough. The river would come over the top at the dead end of Cody Street. Now the officials were ready to give up and fall back and let the angry torrent take the gracious homes of Lakeside. But not those kids. 800 there, in real and present danger now. If with bleeding hands, moved faster, fought harder, piled higher, 360,000 bags in 29 hours while sweating frozen sweat and singing. There and elsewhere on the mile-long waterfront, they would not sleep and they would not quit until the Maumee, having met its match, backed down. I saw Fort Wayne in the sunshine. After the saviors of the city were back in school and the workers were back at work and the quietly efficient Mayor Wynn Moses had coordinated reconstruction and somebody had written a song about the flood of 82. And of the muddy mess, the flooded out, remember only that with 9,000 households vacant for most of a week, there was not one instance of vandalism, not one. And on Anthony Boulevard, from one of the handsome homes which were spared, somebody'd hung a bedsheet sign which says, "Thanks, kids." The ancient Greeks had a word for Fort Wayne, Indiana, humus. It tries to define love for and sacrificial loyalty to a city. Fort Wayne has demonstrated Hoosier humus. That says it poorly, but that says it all. Except, you know, if I owned an industry and had been looking around trying to locate a new factory amidst willing workers, I could sure stop looking now. Page 3.
Paul Harvey, this afternoon, during his noon broadcast here on WoWo and the entire 775 ABC network that he feeds and the 400 stations that also take him on an international scale, talking about our hometown, Fort Wayne, Indiana, reminds us why WoWo has the jingle singers sing every hour, why Fort Wayne is...
It's a great place to be.
It's obviously the people. Thank you very much, Paul.